I'm Kate, and it is a pleasure to have Megan Smith Harris with Stratford Film Festival in the studio. How are you, Megan?
I am fantastic. March is on the horizon, so I'm feeling great and very excited about all our upcoming programs with the festival.
I'm really looking forward to these programs coming up. But first of all, welcome back, because it's been a little while since December was the last time.
Thank you very much to the station for having me back. Yes. We're excited. We had a great launch. We actually hosted 14 programs in November and December, and that included our Best of the Fest shorts and our Cool Shorts for the Holiday program, which we did with Lights on Stratford. And we also did a It's a Wonderful Life fundraiser, which raised $1,000 for local social service groups.
Wow.
So we're really pleased about that. We kind of did that... you know, we were inspired by wanting to help others in the theme in the movie. So that was terrific. So we just took a little bit of time off over the winter months to hibernate and watch a lot of movies.
Yes.
And that's all for your benefit.
Yeah. And so in March, on March 15th, is your launch into monthly screenings.
Yes. Yes. We're going to be doing monthly screenings. You know, in the spring, the summer, and the fall, everything leading up to our four-day film festival, you know, the big event in November. But it's really great having these monthly events because everybody can come and share collectively. You don't have to choose between films.
Right.
And you get an opportunity to talk and go out, grab dinner, grab a bite, see a movie, and it's a terrific thing. So we're very honored to be showing the Oscar-nominated short films, all of them.
Wow.
And this is post-Oscar, so we'll also have the three winners as well.
Amazing.
So, and not everybody gets to show the Oscar shorts. You have to actually make a special request, and they have to figure out who you are. And so we're really honored to have been chosen to show these in Stratford, and those will be at City Hall. Now, it's really important that people know there are three different programs because with the Oscars, they have five films in each category. So at 1 o'clock, we'll be doing the nominated Oscar documentaries. At 4 o'clock, we'll be doing the nominated animated shorts. And that's documentary shorts, animated shorts. And then at 7 p.m., we'll be doing live action shorts. There'll be five of those. And also really important, these are PG-13. People will be hearing animated and think, oh, great, I'll take my kids on a Saturday. It's PG-13. There are some adult themes. And especially with the documentaries, you know, they tend to deal with some challenging subjects. Not all of them, but some of them do. So very thought-provoking. So we're excited about those. And we can't wait. If you buy, it's $15 each for adults, $10 for students. And if you're a real film fanatic like I am, you can buy two and you'll get the third program for free. So you can watch all three programs during the day.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, you'll have to keep coming back throughout the day for
exactly. more. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And we actually have scheduled it so people can, you know, nip out, grab a cup of coffee and a muffin, or go grab a sandwich, or, you know, a glass of wine and a little something to eat. You know, there's lots of great restaurants in and around that area.
Yes.
So you can just, you know, go back and forth.
Yeah, amazing.
And of course, we'll have our popcorn too.
We always of course, have there's snacks. So yeah. And that's on March 15th in Stratford City Hall Auditorium. That is going to be really neat. How can we get our tickets for that?
Oh, you just go onto our website, stratfordfilmfestival.com, and go to upcoming events. It lists all of the names of the films, the length of the films. The great thing about shorts is that they're short.
Yes.
So they run between 12 minutes and 33 minutes, and so you can kind of schedule what you want, and it's very satisfying to have a beginning, middle, and an end in a short period of time and then go on to the next. It's like snacking, right?
Yes.
It's film snacking.
Yeah, I love that.
And speaking of food,
yes,
we have something really special, a unique, immersive experience happening on March 29th at the Bruce Hotel.
Oh, very fancy.
This is called Dinner in a Movie, and it really takes it to the next level.
Yeah.
We will be showing a fantastic film called The Taste of Things. It's a French film. It's set in 1889 in the Loire Valley, so it's lush, beautiful scenery, beautiful costumes, and sumptuous food. And wow. It's all about food. And it's got a romance in behind it, but it is an exquisite film. It was actually France's entry into the Oscars, the international Oscar competition last year.
Okay.
And we have partnered with the Bruce Hotel. Their staff, their sommelier, and their chef have watched the film and created a menu inspired by the food in the film.
That is really neat. It really immerses you into the film.
Right. Yeah. So we are actually transforming the main dining room at the Bruce, which has those soaring windows and yes. is so elegant. It will be transformed into a screening dining venue.
Wow.
So it's limited to 55 people. And so you will actually, it's not like you have dinner first and then you watch the movie. Mm-hmm. You will be eating as you're watching these dishes made and prepared. You will be eating dishes, a six-course menu inspired by the film. So it's a pretty cool experience.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $125, and I know that's steep, mm-hmm. but think part of it's for the movie, part of it's for dinner.
Six courses,
it's
right?
Six courses. Yeah. It's even got a souffle at the end, chocolate souffle, and it is a fantastic deal when you actually think about going out for dinner to a really nice dining establishment.
That is true.
And this is like very special. So you can go on to the Bruce Hotel website, or you can go on to our website, again, stratfordfilmfestival.com, and look for dinner and a movie. You can see the menu. The whole menu is there. You can read about the film. You can watch a trailer. And you can get your tickets. And that's a very special event. You got an anniversary or right. a birthday coming up. How are you going to top that?
Right. No, exactly. It's so unique. You know, I've never seen anything like that. So it's just amazing that we can do that here in Stratford. And I know we will be doing more in April and May.
Right.
And we can have you back in April and May yeah, to talk about that.
Just
too.
A couple of things that we have coming up. But
For
we
sure.
also wanted to thank all our partners.
Absolutely.
In addition to the Bruce Hotel, Destination Stratford has been an amazing partner and is actually co-presenting the Oscar Shorts with us, which is fantastic. Stratfest at Home, which is the film production arm of the Stratford Festival. Mm-hmm. We've been working with them. We're going to be partnering with SpringWorks Festival
Ooh,
as
awesome.
Well. And Here for Now as a possible venue. So we are very grateful to all of those community partners. But we're really grateful to your listeners and people like you for
yes.
supporting us. Come out and see some films. Come see what we're about. Check out all the trailers on the website. And I think you'll be impressed by what we're doing.
I think so. I was, honored to attend your VIP opening in November, and it
right.
was just phenomenal. So I can vouch for that.
Well, now tickets for the films are $15 for adults
mm-hmm.
and $10. Did I mention this already?
Yes.
I probably did. Okay, $10 for students, and pass holders get in for free. So if you buy a pass,
amazing.
You get all the monthly screenings for free and the film festival. So you can check that out. Online.
There you go. So become
awesome
a pass
deal.
Holder. Yeah,
yeah,
that's amazing. Well, I think we've covered everything for March. So we will see you again in April, hopefully.
From soup to souffle. Yes.
Yes. Amazing. Thank you so much,
you
Megan
Kate?
Smith-Harris with the Stratford Film Festival.
Awesome. See you at the movies.